Good evening. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 5:32. On Sunday, maybe the biggest name in classical music, Yo-Yo Ma, will perform at the Grand Ole Opry for the first time. The performance is titled Reflections in Words and Music. He told music and culture reporter Justin Barney that it encompasses everything he has learned in his 70 years of life.
Even if your only knowledge of classical music comes through dentist office waiting rooms, you know the music of Yo-Yo Ma. He's been famous since he was 5 years old, when he was asked to perform for President John F. Kennedy in Washington, D.C. Since then, he has become an ambassador of classical music, winning 20 Grammy Awards and a dignitary. He's been awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom and was named one of Time's 100 Most Influential People of 2020. His performance on Sunday will include his work on the cello, of course, but he will also be talking. He says that he will be sharing everything that he has learned in his 70 years of life.
Here's my report card. Basically, the conclusions are that we have it within us to be hopeful, to be collaborative, and to constantly renew ourselves so that we can actually keep our American experiment going strong.
You know, some people don't come to that conclusion. Why do you think that that's the conclusion you've come to?
Well, that's a great question, Justin, because I think there are days I wake up in the morning and I think, oh, gee, you know, there's bad news all over the place. And I can despair. But what I realize, you know, as a 70-year-old, I'm the grandfather of four grandchildren. You cannot be in a despairing mode with grandchildren because they're full of life, full of curiosity, what's coming next. And so being optimistic is actually a philosophy. And I think that's sort of what keeps me going.
For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Justin Barney.
This Sunday, you'll be playing his cello that was made in Vienna in 1733, nicknamed Petunia.